Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Have you ever asked your spouse who fell in love with whom first? It's a fun exercise. I'm not sure when exactly it was I first realized that I loved my wife. It was at some point when we were dating, but I'd be hard-pressed to put a time on when it happened. If I did, I might be tempted to tease her and say, I loved you first. My daughter and her husband have a cute way of expressing their affection for each other. One will say, I love you, and the other one will say, I love you more. So, at first, it may sound like little more than semantics to hear John tell us that when it comes to God, we love because He first loved us. However, knowing this makes all the difference in the world. If someone were to ask you why you believe that you will be with God in heaven, how would you respond? After all, in his first letter, Peter reminds us, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks to give the reason for the hope that you have. So what is the reason, then, for the hope that you have? In some cases, many well-meaning Christians will respond by saying, because I love Jesus. However, while that's true that you and I love Jesus, that's not the reason for our confidence. In fact, if we assume that this is the reason, we may end up robbing ourselves of the very confidence that God has given to us. I heard a song the other day in which the singer shared that no matter how dark life may get, they have the assurance that all will be right. Why? Because they love Jesus. And in the refrain, they sing that their soul is at rest. Why? Because they love Jesus. It's a heartfelt hymn, to be sure, but does it really put our soul at rest? I'll be honest, as much as I love my wife, I'm not always the best at showing it. And as much as I love God, I must confess that I haven't loved Him with my whole heart. I deserve neither His love nor His blessings. What I have deserved instead is His wrath, anger, and punishment for my sins. So if my confidence of salvation and eternal life with God in heaven rests on my love for Him, I'm on shaky ground. And if my confidence in dark times of knowing that things will be all right rests on my love for Him, then I might assume that God no longer loves me and that these bad times are the proof. Here then is why John wants you and me to know that God truly does love us more. That's not just like the cute banter between spouses. This is the reassuring and rock-solid reality. God loved us first, and God loves us more. And the apostle assures us of this by laying it right there on the table. He says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. God's love for us is not a bargain. If we base our confidence of eternal life on our love for God, then we have to wonder, sure I love Him, but do I love Him enough to be saved? Are you sure? Is it strong enough, sincere enough, fervent enough? The answer is no, it never will be enough. That's why John rejoices to remind us of what God's love is all about. In love, God gave His Son to redeem you from your sins, all of them. Jesus' death on the cross is your assurance of this. Instead of drawing the focus to your heart and your love for Him, God directs you to the cross in His love for you. Here's why Jesus assures you, for God so loved the world, meaning that God has revealed His love for you in this way. That He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And as Paul marveled in Romans, God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Here is why, even in dark times, things will be all right. Here is how you can be certain of sins forgiven and eternal life with Him. It's because God loves you. You can be sure of it. His love for you is eternal, and it will never fail. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank You that You loved me first, and You love me more. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.